Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。听了这么久酒馆的节目，你还不知道酒馆也有自己的铺子吧？酒馆铺子是酒馆旗下专业的零售分支，来微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，新人进店注册会员即可领取20元消费券。来微信小程序酒馆铺子，进店咨询客服，与酒馆共筑美好生活。我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎回来酒馆。Hi Alan.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
And one expert actually puts this beautifully. So she says, imagine your mind as a snow globe that's been shaken nonstop for months or even years. A quiet cation is stop shaking it and simply setting the globe down. As everything settles, mental clarity returns. Your mind is going to be clearer.
Well, yeah. And I remember reading from that same expert, and they were saying that actually people really feel uncomfortable with the first 48 hours. They feel restless. They feel bored. They even get anxious. Mm. And this discomfort is not a sign of there's something wrong. It's the nervous system decompressing over a very long period of time of just overstimulation.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like you were a drug addict and now you're going into withdrawal syndrome.
Well, yeah, that is exactly what it's like.
Mm. I mean, we are addicted to our screens, our devices and social media, right?
Well, yeah, and I hate the fact that now I find it difficult to read a book. I love reading. I always enjoyed reading, but now reading just a few pages, I find, oh, do I need to just check my phone? Or
yeah.
If I'm watching a movie or something, oh, do I need to check my phone?
Yeah, and the constant push notifications just pop out.
Yeah, exactly.
But now let's do a little bit of a comparative analysis. I'm pretty sure this is not a China and the rest of the world thing, but it's more of a different stages thing.People used to, like you said, you also used to do the 特种兵 travel.
Yeah.
The quote-unquote special forces tourism to pack in as many sites into as little time as possible, visiting like all of the attractions, visiting 3 cities in 5 days, sleep on trains to maximize daytime exploration.
Well, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
It is a lot of fun. It's adventurous. It's efficient.And it's good for people with limited time and budget. But it is also exhausting.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head by saying limited time and budget. It's not really a cultural thing. I think the reason why many Chinese travelers did or are still doing the 特种兵 travel is simply because they feel like travel is a luxury. So they spend the time. It's extremely difficult to get like that annual leave.And then, plus, you need to spend quite a lot of money on traveling, on the transport, on the admission, like the tickets and food and everything. So you want to make it worthwhile.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, that's not just a China-specific thing. My parents are the same. My sister is the same.
Mm, to pack in.
Yeah. It's the idea that you've taken the time, you want to visit somewhere, so you want to make sure you do everything that there is to do.
Mm. I remember seeing the shift in how my mom thinks, because she's from the generation where traveling, growing up, she didn't really travel much. But when I first started taking her around traveling, she would be like, yeah, I'm tired, but I can't stay in. I can't relax. We have to see this. Otherwise, we're wasting money. And I said, relax, mom. If you like this place...Get a feel of this place. If you like it, we're coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I think gradually she starts relaxing.
Oh, yeah. I have to admit that my idea of traveling has changed. So when I was younger, I would try to see all of the sites that I could see. I didn't really care about hotels or restaurants. But now it's completely the other way. So when I go to a new place, I like to...wander around the city.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an attraction that I really want to see, then I go and see it. But I focus more on the place that I stay. So getting a nicer hotel or nicer apartment.
Ah.
And, or going for like a nicer meal. So instead of using all that money to go into attractions and everything, I'm using that money to just get a slightly nicer place, eat slightly better food. And I find myself enjoying it because even when you're in the hotel or in the place that you're staying, you still feel like you're in holiday.
Exactly. And you're enjoying the whole process.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the quietcation trend is emerging in China too, but just in a very different form. So instead of just being quiet or have like a quiet environment, we're seeing the rise of what they call 疗愈型旅行. So it's like a healing travel. So women in particular are increasingly choosing trips where accommodation itself is the destination, where they can recharge. They might be doing some more like a kind of like a spiritual retreat, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay, I see. So are they doing kind of like meditation or things like that? Or are they just relaxing?
They can be doing meditation, but also can be doing something else. But I think all of this is not focusing on seeing the sights, but more healing whatever traumatic experience you've had. And also to just listen to yourself and to sort of take care of yourself. Call it self-care.
Okay. I like the idea of that. That does sound really, really good.
I guess what you're trying to say is you need that.
That's what I'm going to be having in my next holiday.
Mm. Well, in the yurt.
In the yurt. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the whole idea is really to, I guess, to keep a balance. Maybe to experience a new place, to have some good food, but at the same time also take care of your mental health.
Well, exactly. Because a holiday is meant to be relaxing, isn't it? After all, that's the key thing.
Mm. So let's step back and look at the bigger picture. So what does the rise of the quietcation tell us about society right now?
Well, it's a cultural signal that we're basically all exhausted. Mm-hmm. And we're finally admitting it.
Yeah. You mean you keep hearing words like burnout, anxiety, digital overload.
Well, yeah. And it's a recognition that doing less can actually be more. That being still, relaxing is not just dead time. It's not just useless time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of allowing yourself to relax and to truly rest.
Yeah. And remember earlier on, we talked about how rest is a luxury. But for many people, it is now a necessity. It's a necessary form of self-care to prevent further burnout.
Yeah. Mm. And this expert that we've been discussing basically hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to cure exhaustion with more stimulation.
Yeah.
Then we wonder why we need another vacation after we return home. A quietcation isn't simply the absence of activity. It's an intervention for an overstimulated nervous system.
That is true. And also you mentioned, remember you were saying things about how everything's performative, because of the way people used to travel, they used to like try to daka every famous attraction, put them on social media. Everything becomes so performative in this age of social media. So we're constantly documenting, comparing, curating, and putting up the perfect picture. And then in this sense, the silence, the quietcation, the stillness feel like an act of rebellion.
Yeah, but then again, I do notice on my moments a lot of people posting pictures of them relaxing, quote unquote, by a lake or in the mountains or in a cafe. And I'm just thinking, are you really honestly doing that?
Performative resting. That's going to be the new thing.
I think that's what is going to happen next.
Yeah. Yeah. But obviously, there are more people actually resting or really are in need of a rest. So before we wrap up, let's go through some practical tips.
Okay.
Yeah. So first of all, obviously, you need to choose your destination wisely. You have to choose a vacation destination that is more nature-based, like forest, mountains, coastlines. You can't really say, okay, I'm going to have a quiet vacation in the middle of a bustling metropolis.
Yep. Second tip, set digital boundaries. Mm. Tell work you won't be available. Put on your WeChat saying, I'm on holiday. Turn off your notifications. If you can, leave your phone in a drawer.
Are you trying to tell me something? Like tell work you won't be available? Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
I see. And also, obviously, don't overschedule. If you can, don't schedule anything. Just be there.
Well, yeah. And also embrace simple rituals. This is something that I sometimes do on holiday. Mm. I read in the same spot every morning. I walk the same trail. I eat at the same cafe. That kind of repetition is comforting and it helps reduce that mental load.
Mm, that's a very good tip, actually. But there is a reminder. Be prepared for discomfort, especially if you're trying to digitally detox. The first 48 hours might feel strange, especially someone like me who is generally overworked. Like work, work, work all the time, full schedule. And to unplug from that might feel restless, and that's normal. You push through. Clarity will follow.
Hopefully.
All right. I think we're going to wrap up this episode. Leave us a comment in the comment section. What do you think about this quietcation? If you are planning a quietcation, what will be your destination?
Let us know in the comment section. I promise we'll read them after we have our quiet time.
Mm. And also put in your request for any other topics you want us to talk about.
So until next time.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
喜欢听酒馆的音频节目？酒馆也有自己的视频号，现在每天露露都在公益直播，干货多多，欢乐多多。来微信视频号露露的英文小酒馆，一键预约所有直播。想要加入酒馆社群或者咨询课程，别忘了添加小助手哦。微信号是 LULUXJG 后面一个数字1。